A few months ago, her story began creating writing prompts for self-reflection and healing. This series of prompts was intended to create a space for love and forgiveness. I wrote a letter for my father, who has passed on, and I wanted to share it with you to help you start journaling and writing in your own life. And if you want to join us as we journal together, our writing prompts are available every Friday on our Instagram and Facebook. So here we go with my letter to my father. Dear Daddy, when I think of you, I try not to let the last memory be the only memory. I don't want to see you lying in a hospital bed with tears streaming down your face, lifeless. I prefer to remember you as you were that hot July afternoon when Woody delivered me to your front door. My baby brother was still baking, and it was just you and me. That was the best daddy I ever knew. You didn't allow me to wallow in my depression about Woody going back home after his discharge from the Army. You insisted I get out of bed and head out the door. We drove around St. Augustine in your van, waving at everyone as we went. We headed to Baskin Robbins, where you bought me a sundae. I thought it was cute you thought that your adult daughter's broken heart could be cured by a bit of ice cream. But after all, you hardly knew me. I laughed at you attempting to dance to MC Hammer's Too Legit to Quit. It was funny how cool you thought you were. Okay, I admit it. You were pretty cool. Mom would have never danced to Hammer. And you really listened to me. It was nice to have you listen to my tales of woe over the love of my life. You never once told me to get over it. The first few years of my brother's life, that's the daddy you were. Funny, supportive, and so much fun to be around. I couldn't wait to get back to Florida to see you. Opening day at my daddy's restaurant was crazy good. I was no waitress, but I made do with little skill I had serving people at Burger King. The tips were great and the customers were interesting. It felt like family. Our time together that summer felt like home. My father returned quickly. Your heart went from sweet to sour. Honestly, there were times I couldn't stand you. You didn't care about the pictures from my wedding. You shoved them away and said you'd look at them later. My brother worked hard to make a meal for the family. You complained and told him it tasted like shit. Barked at your wife to go get you another fifth, and she obliged your selfish, intolerant behavior. I remember jumping out of your car and telling you, I never want to see you again. I hated you because you made dumb choices. You signed yourself out of the hospital against medical advice to go to your dad's funerals. I can't blame you. After all, our parents are important. But then you refused to return. That's what did it. Your refusal to return to the hospital. I had to get away from your stubbornness, your anger, and your fear. You were killing me. So I left and I called my aunt. That was the last time I saw you living life. Stubbornly and drunkenly, you disappointed me beyond repair. My father loved alcohol more than he loved his kids. My father put his needs above all. My father mistreated the ones he loved. My father disappointed everyone. Your disappointed daughter, Nicole. I wrote this, and I just want to say that although it seems that at the end I am very angry, it's just what I would want to say to him if he were still here, that his choices affected me greatly, and I needed to say them. Because I never said them to him. And it was cathartic. So, what I would love for all of you who listen, if you have an estranged relationship with your parents, or even if you have the best relationship with your parents, write them a letter. Only thing that's going to do is let you express your feelings without interruption. And if you're brave enough, you can send it to them. If they're still living with us in this world. I hope you enjoyed listening to this prompt, and I hope that you will join us as we journal through our feelings. This has been another episode of Single Mommy Fabulous, Her Story. Until next time, stay fabulous.